October 13th, 2006, Kartik Parikram.
नमो महावदन्याय कृष्णस्य प्रदायते कृष्णाय कृष्णचैतन्य नाम्ने गौरवतिशे गुरवे गौरचन्द्राय राधिकाय प्रभावे कृष्णाय कृष्णभक्ताय तद्भक्ताय अङ्गश्यामलिं छटाभिरभितो मन्दिकुचैदेवरं जातं जामुदरोचितं विदधतमुपसंवरस्य वृन्दारण्यनिवासिनं हृदिदसद्दामाभिरामोदरं राधास्कन्दनिवेशितो जलभुजं ध्यायेन् दाम श्री गुरु वरांग राधा विनोद बिहारी जी की कृपा से आज सप्तम दिवस हम लोगों की ब्रजमंडल परिक्रमा समाप्त हुई, निर्विघ्न हुआ और आज लौह वन रावण ब्रह्मांड भाग 84 खंभा जन्मस्थली और इसके बाद में दाऊ जी ये सब पद कमाए हुए, वहां का महात्म भी आप लोगों ने सुना होगा। कल हमने बतलाया था भक्ति देवी स्वप्रकाश तत्व है, किंतु हमने ये भी कहा मध्यम भक्त की कृपा से भक्ति होती है। एक आदमी ने प्रश्न किया तो भक्ति स्वप्रकाशित कैसे रही, मध्यम भक्त ने दिया भक्ति कृपा करके उसकी कृपा से होता है। हमने बतलाया था ध्यान नहीं दिया गया, भक्तों के हृदय में भक्ति है, इसलिए भक्ति भक्त्या बन जाए तो भक्ति से ही जो भक्तों के हृदय में है उसी भक्ति से ही देश में कोई कंफ्यूजन नहीं। उसी को फिर बतला रहे हैं भक्ति देवी स्वयं प्रकाशित हैं, किसी शुभ कर्म के द्वारा ये भक्ति नहीं होती। माता पिता की सेवा, देश की सेवा, गरीबों की सेवा इससे नहीं, बल्कि पारमार्थिक सुकृति से भगवान भक्त औषधीय वस्तुओं के संपर्क में आने से जो सुकृति होता है उससे भक्तों का मिलन होता है, भक्तों का संग प्राप्त होता और भक्तों के संग से ये भक्ति होती है। इसलिए जब केनापि अतिभाग्येन जातस्थो अच्च सेवने, श्रीमद्भागवत का यह श्लोक है, अर्थात जो व्यक्ति इस अतिशय भाग्यवश भगवान की सेवा करने के लिए श्रद्धा युक्त होता है। इसी श्लोक में अतिशय भाग्य में शब्द का अर्थ वास्तविक अर्थ है शुभ कर्म जन्य भाग्य को अतिक्रमण करने वाला। शुभ कर्म के द्वारा नहीं होगा, किसी भगवत भक्त की कृपा, और वो भी भगवत भक्त उत्तम सिद्ध भागवतों की नहीं, भगवान की कृपा से भी नहीं। क्यों? भगवान सब समय आनंद रस में निमग्न रहते हैं, वो ये नहीं देखते हैं कि जीवों के को ये कष्ट होता है। जब किसी को कष्ट को देखते हैं तो चित्त द्रवित होता है, उस समय कृपा की आवश्यकता होती है, अन्यथा नहीं। ये भगवान तो रसिक है, रसलीला में रास इत्यादि में सब समय प्रवृत्त है, तो भक्त लोग उत्तम भक्त लोग भी सब समय भगवान की सेवा में नियुक्त रहते हैं, उनको ये फुर्सत नहीं है, देखते नहीं है कि इन लोगों को कष्ट है, वो देखते हैं कि प्राणी मात्र सभी भगवान की सेवा कर रहे हैं। प्रहलाद महाराज जी ने कहा है शायद उसमें जब समुत्तम वो सब समय भगवत भाव का देखते हैं कि सभी लोग हमारे इष्ट देव को ही हमारे भाव से ही सेवा कर रहे हैं। इसलिए अब मध्यम भाग तो का है, इसमें है उनका अधिकार ही है क्या, जिसमें बालिशों को मायावाद से रहित जिज्ञासु हो, श्रद्धा हो, उनको ये भक्ति प्रदान करें, और उनमें भी जो भक्ति है उसी भक्ति के द्वारा ही वो करते हैं। इसलिए यदि कहो कि भगवान ने प्रेरणा की भक्तों के हृदय में, सब वो कृपा करते हैं, ऐसा भी नहीं था। भगवान ने भक्तों को ये स्वतंत्रता दी है, मैं भक्तों का भक्तों के पति हूं, और उन्हें कृपा करके वो अनुसरण करने की शक्ति भक्तों में दे रखी है। कुछ कार्यों में उनका नियमन है, किंतु इस कार्य में उनका नियमन नहीं है, कंट्रोल नहीं है। यदि कहो ईश्वर की इच्छा और प्रेरणा के बिना भक्तों की कृपा स्वतंत्र रूप में कैसे उदित होगी? भगवान किसी के हृदय में प्रेरणा करेंगे तब वो दूसरों पर कृपा करेंगे, अतः भक्ति के कृपा के मूल में भी ईश्वर की प्रेरणा है, और तब वो भक्तों पर कृपा करते हैं, श्रद्धालुओं पर कृपा करते हैं, कहे नहीं ऐसा मत सोचे। इस प्रश्न के उत्तर में चक्रपात कहते हैं, भगवान ने स्वयं वश्यता के कारण भक्तों के हृदय में ऐसी कृपा शक्ति दे रखी है। भगवान के कुछ गुण भक्तों में संचरित होते हैं, तो ये गुण कृपा करने का भगवान ने उनके अंदर में दे रखा है कि भक्तों की कृपा ईश्वर की इच्छा या प्रेरणा की अपेक्षा नहीं रखती। भक्त स्वतंत्र रूप में जनसाधारण पर कृपा कर सकते हैं। भगवान ने स्वेच्छापूर्वक अपने भक्तों को इस प्रकार उत्कर्ष का विधान किया, उन्होंने अधिकार दे रखा है, विशेषतः महत्व कृपा, भक्तों की कृपा ऐसी स्वतंत्र नहीं होने से जगत में कोई भी भगवान की कृपा नहीं पा सकता था, संभव नहीं था। ये घर घर जाते हैं और अपने पूर्व जीवन का देखते हैं कि जगत में कितना दुख है और लोगों से मिलते जुलते हैं कि ये देखते हैं कि इनको इतना दुख है। जैसे स्वामी जी भगत है, सीधा प्रभुपाद भक्ति विनोद ठाकुर क्या किया, घर घर गए, किसी ने बुलाया नहीं, हम दुखी हैं आइए हमको हमारी सहायता कीजिए, भक्ति बल्कि स्वयं कृपा पहुंचता है। भक्तों की कृपा ऐसी स्वतंत्र नहीं होने से जगत में भगवत प्राप्त करना किसी के लिए महा दुर्लभ होता है। भगवान परिपूर्ण अनंत धन अपाप विद्ध भयास्पर्श जीव से यही इनकी विशेषता। जैसे सूर्य में तनिक अंधकार रहने की कोई संभावना नहीं, जो जगत को प्रकाशित करते हैं, दीप के नीचे अंधकार हो सकता है किंतु सूरज के कहीं भी अंधकार रहने की संभावना नहीं है। उसी प्रकार परिपूर्ण सुख स्वरूप भगवान में सुख का स्पर्श नहीं है। श्रुति कहती है आदित्य वर्ण तमसा परस्ता, इसलिए जीव का कोई भी दुख भगवान को स्पर्श नहीं कर सकता। जो पहले बदला है जीव दुखी है उनको ये स्पर्श नहीं कर सकता और यदि स्पर्श करता तो दयालुता कृपा, इसलिए जीवों के प्रति की ऐसी नहीं है। वे आनंद भान स्वरूप होने के कारण अपने स्वयं के आनंद में भी बहुत रहते हैं और यह भी बात ठीक है दूसरों के दुख का चित्त में स्पर्श होने पर ही कृपा होती है, अन्यथा कृपा नहीं होती। परमानंद घने भक्ति भगवान में पूर्ण शक्ति रहने पर भी वरुण जीवों के प्रति उनकी करुणा सर्वथा असंभव है। इसलिए पतित और दुखी जीवों के उद्धार के लिए एकमात्र स्वतंत्र महत्वदायी उपाय। और भी प्रश्न हो सकता है, अंतर्यामी भगवान अंतर्यामी रूप से समस्त जीवों के हृदय में प्रेरणा या अंतर इंद्रियों में बाह्य इंद्रियों में क्रिया शक्ति क्यों देते हैं। इसी के लिए कहा गया ईश्वर सर्वभूतानां हृदये से अर्जुन तिष्ठति भ्रामयन् सर्वभूतानि यन्त्रणानि मायया। अंतर्यामी भगवान सब जीवों के अंतर में विराज रह करके उनको विविध कर्मों में प्रवृत्त कराकर उनके कर्मों के अनुसार और यंत्र आरु की भांति उनको परिचालित करते हैं। तो क्या भक्तों के भी हृदय में ऐसे ही नियंत्रण करते हैं? नहीं, भक्तों के लिए नहीं। भगवान स्वयं कहते हैं तत्प्रसादात परां शांतिं स्थानं प्राप्तस्यात्, मेरी कृपा से ही मेरे भक्तगण मुझमें भली भांति स्थित जो पराशक्ति है उसे प्राप्त करते हैं। यहाँ प्रसाद से भगवान की कृपा को ही समझना चाहिए। इसलिए अंत में यही सिद्ध हुआ भक्ति स्वप्रकाश है, मध्यम भक्तों के हृदय में जो भक्ति है उसी भक्ति के द्वारा दूसरों को वो भक्ति प्रदान करते हैं। इसलिए भक्ति की स्वप्रकाशता का कोई भी संदर्भ नहीं किया गया। कृष्ण कृष्ण भक्त नमो नमः। Therefore, one question was raised. So yesterday we heard that bhakti is swaprakash, self-illuminating, and independent. But yesterday we also heard that bhakti is dependent on the mercy of Madhyamalika. So maybe there is contradiction. So Gurudev said that person who wrote the question was not giving so much attention. Therefore, yesterday we discussed that bhakti is present in the heart of the Madhyamalika. So because he has that bhakti already, then he is giving it. Therefore, bhakti is not dependent on any other thing, because it's already present there. Yesterday we heard that bhakti cannot be attained by an accumulation of supa karma, punya, means pious materialistic activities like serving one's mother or father, or serving the country, or serving a sick person. Bhakti will not arise by such punya sakriti. Neither will bhakti arise by a lack of such supa sakriti. Therefore, bhakti arises how? By nitya sakriti, or some service performed with knowledge or without knowledge to Bhagavan or Bhagavan's Tariya Vastu, that which is related to Bhagavan, some connection with Bhagavan or Bhagavan's own objects. By that nitya sakriti or bhakti sakriti, one can get the chance to attain sadhu sangha. And by that sadhu sangha one can achieve bhakti, and by that bhakti one can meet Bhagavan. Therefore, bhakti is only achieved by the mercy of devotee. And yesterday we heard also, bhakti is not achieved by the mercy of Bhagavan, nor is bhakti only achieved by the mercy of Uttam Bhagavan, the Vaishnava on the highest platform of bhakti. Then why bhakti is not achieved by the mercy of Krishna? Because Krishna is always drowning in the nectar of Brajaras, Anandaras. Therefore he is so full of happiness, he is not even aware of the suffering of the jiva. But if somehow he can become aware of it, then he gives his mercy. The Uttam Vaishnava is in a similar situation. He is always completely absorbed in the Nitya Lila of Radha Krishna. Therefore he never sees anything, nor hears anything. Therefore he cannot understand that jivas in this world are suffering. Because he sees, like Prahlad Maharaj, Sarva Bhutasya Yapasat Bhagavan Bhavamatmana. He sees all are liberated, all are serving Krishna according to his own mood. Therefore the Uttam Bhagavat Vaishnava can have no experience that jivas are suffering in this world. Therefore, Madhyamadikari sees these things. Therefore, bhakti is achieved by his association. But to whom will the Madhyamadikari give mercy to? That disciple, we say, should be free from Mayavad. He should be jigyasa, means he should be, or he or she should be eager to inquire. And they must have faith to follow the instructions received. When Madhyamadikari sees that type of disciple, then bhakti is given. Therefore Bhagavan is, even though we say he is independent, Bhagavan is also not independent. Aham bhakta paradino. He admits, I am controlled by my devotee. Therefore Krishna himself does not deliver anyone. Krishna empowers his devotee to deliver the jivas of this world. Then some say, if Bhagavan is independent, then he empowers the devotee. So that answer is given by Sri Vishnath Chakravarti Thakur. No question of empowering, because the qualities of Bhagavan are automatically present in the devotee. No question of giving. Everything is there already in the devotee. Therefore, Bhagavan is dependent, and the mercy of the devotee is also independent. Therefore, in this world, those who are acting on the platform of Madhyamadika, like our Bhaktivinoda Swami Maharaj, or Thakur Bhaktivinoda Thakur, their mercy is independent because no one is inviting them. Oh Maharaj, I am suffering too much, come and deliver me. No. Out of their own violation, out of their own mercy, out of their own independence,
They moving house to house to relieve the sufferings of the jivas. Therefore, such a chance to achieve that association is very rare. Therefore, the devotee is also independent in giving his mercy. Another example of how Bhagavan is unaware, in one sense, of the suffering of the jivas. Just like the sun, there is no touch of darkness in the sun. If we say there is a lamp, a ghee lamp, there is some darkness under the ghee lamp. But that example cannot be given according to Krishna. He is completely transcendental. Therefore, the sufferings of the jivas in this world cannot even touch him in the slightest. And if somehow he allows himself to be touched to understand the suffering of the jivas, then he will give mercy, otherwise he cannot. Therefore, the Upanishads describe that Bhagavan is neutral in one sense. As Paramatma, he is present in everyone's heart, but he has little nirapeksh, little neutral position. But the bhakta of Bhagavan is not completely like this. Therefore, the conclusion is, means he sees the suffering in when he comes to Madhyamadika. Therefore, the conclusion is, bhakti is swaprakash, bhakti is not dependent on anything else, bhakti is self-illuminating. The Madhyamadika, because that bhakti is present in his heart, therefore he is also not dependent on anything else, he is dependent only on that bhakti. Therefore, because he has that swaprakash bhakti in himself, therefore he has the ability to give to others. There should be no doubts in this.
ज्ञानस्य ज्ञानाञ्जनशलाकया चक्षुरुन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः स्वदैतनिजभावं यो विभाव्यः स्वभावात् सुमधुरवतीर्णो भक्तरूपेण लोभात् जयति कनकधामा कृष्णचैतन्यनामा हरिर्हयति वेषाधी सजीसूनुरेषा. सो श्री गुरुदेव हैज ऑर्डर्ड मी टू गिव द टीचिंग्स ऑफ चैतन्य महाप्रभु, टू एक्सप्लेन द टीचिंग्स ऑफ चैतन्य महाप्रभु. So by the mercy of Gurudev, I'll speak something about the teachings of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, which I am also trying to understand and practice in my life. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has told, especially first verse of Shikshashtaka, Cheto Darpana Marganam Bhava Mahadavagni Nirvapanam Shreya Kairava Chandrika Vitaranam Vidyavadu Jeevanam आनंदामृत वर्धनम प्रतिपदम पूर्णामृता स्वादनम सर्वात्म स्वपनम परम विजयते श्री कृष्ण संकीर्तनम. दैट दिस श्री कृष्ण संकीर्तन इज वेरी ब्लिसफुल. इट इज लाइक अ शावर ऑफ नेक्टर एंड ऑफ द हार्ट ऑफ द लिविंग एंटिटीज हु आर सफरिंग फ्रॉम थ्रीफोल्ड मिजरी, अधिदैविक, आध्यात्मिक, अधिभौतिक क्लेशस एंड इग्नोरेंस in their heart is dissipated by the shower of the nectar. So this Harinam is actually the Vidyabhadu Jivanam. The living entities, all distress comes from avidya. And this avidya is destroyed by Nam Prabhu. That Nam Prabhu's pride is actually vidya. That is paravidya, the transcendental knowledge. By chanting the Harinam, the transcendental knowledge appears in the heart of the living entities, and when their avidya is destroyed, they feel blissful. However, every living entity has Swarup Brahm as to who I am. So therefore Mahaprabhu told that you should know that all of you are servants of Krishna. All of you are eternal servants of Krishna. He said, Naam Parni Nacha Narapatir Vrastho Yatirva Kintu Pratyan Nikhila Paramananda Purna Mrita Bher Gopi Bhartru Padakamalayor Dasa Dasanu Dasa. That I don't come under any social classification or any spiritual classification. I don't comment on any type of classification based on country, creed, caste or anything. But I am eternally servant of Krishna. My worshipful deity is, all our worshipful deity is Brajendra Nanda Sri Krishna. Aradhya Bhagavan Brajashatanayas Tat Dhama Vrindavanam. Ramya Kachi Upasana Brajavadu Vargena Yantankita Srimad Bhagavatam Pramana Namalam Shreva Kumarno Mahan Shri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu Matamidam Tatra Dharona Parat. Shri Chakravarti Bhat Thakur says that Aradhya Bhagavan Brajashatanayas, that our worshipful deity is Brajanarandan Shyamasandar Krishna, who has Srimati Radhika on his left hand side, his Swarupa Shakti. And his Vrindavan Dham is also as worshipable as Sri Krishna. This Vrindavan Dham is not different from Sri Krishna, because this Vrindavan Dham is always reverberating with the flute song of Sri Krishna. And therefore, when Mahaprabhu came here, he also found that this Vrindavan Dham, which is fragrant by the parakran, by the pollen from the lotuses in the Jamuna, he found very charming, and everywhere he had spurti of Krishna. Mukunda Murali Rava Shravana Pulla Rut Vallavi Katambaka Karambita Prati Katamba Kunjantara Kalintagiri Nandini Kamala Kandala Dolina Sudhati Ravinave Sharanamastu Vrindata. So Mahaprabhu has advised us to always take shelter of Sri Vrishavan Sam. And now what is the proof for this? Mahaprabhu has said Srimad Bhagavatam. The first canto, second canto, especially the 10th canto of Srimad Bhagavatam and 11th canto and 12th canto, these are actually the evidence for whatever we follow. Srimad Bhagavatam is actually the essence of all the Vedas. Nigama Kalpataro Galikam Palam Shukamukhad Amrutha Drava Samgitam Vipata Bhagavatam Rasamalayam Muraho Rasika Bhuni Bhau. So, Mahaprabhu has told that Srimad Bhagavatam. So, especially chanting of the holy name, Mahaprabhu's greatest contribution. Because without chanting the holy name, the living entities cannot advance. So therefore, Mahaprabhu gave the pranali, Siddha pranali.
Aradhana is based. You have left what aradhana is based.
And aradhana also, Srila Gurudev is telling me that what, how to perform the aradhana of Sri Krishna. Aradhana vrajam vargena ya kalpita. Vrajavadu vargena ya kalpita. Vrajavadu, especially gopis. Among the all the devotees of Sri Krishna, the gopis are the highest. Because Sri Krishna himself has told that na paraham giramatya samyujam sa sadhu krityam vibhudaya shabhya yama bhajan durjara deha shrunkara samrashtya yate paryati shabhuna. Krishna has not said so about any of his devotees. He told, however, the gopis that I cannot repay you. You have completely indebted me. And everyone, from the women in the city of Hastinapur, who are the subjects of Yudhishthira Maharaj, Bhishma Pitamaha, who is actually a warrior, Kunti Devi, and even Mahishis of Dwarka and Sri Uddhava, has glorified the gopis. So the gopis worship is the highest. And among them, Radhika's worship is the highest. And therefore, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has come in this world to relish the mood of Srimati Radhika, and he has relished it as confirmed by Srila Sanatana Goswami Bhrat Bhagavatamritam Swadaitanija Bhavapya Vibhaka Swabhavat Sumadhuravatirna Bhakta Rupena Lobhat Jayati Kanaka Dhamma Krishna Chaitanya Nama Harinya Yati Vesha Sri Sachi Sundaresha. Srimati Radhika is Daita. Daita means one who serves him by her deha, by her body, mind and soul. She is continuously serving him and very beloved of Sri Krishna, very life of Sri Krishna. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu understood her mood, especially her Madanakya Mahabhava, and he relished it. And he accepted the name Krishna Chaitanya. And he gave up his abode of Navadvip and became a sannyasi in order to take teachings from Swarup Damodar and Raya Ramananda. So therefore, this worship of the gopis is the highest, and Mahaprabhu himself has taught us that one should execute this Raga Marga Bhakti. Some people say that Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came to this world only to give Nam Sankirtan. This is not true. Because Bhagavan Krishna said, Yada yada hi dharmasya glade bhavati bhanaka abhyutthanam adharmasya tadatmanam sujanyam paritranaya sadhunam vinashayaka dushkrutam dharma samsthapanarthaya sambhavami yuge yuge. The removing irreligion and establishing religion, these activities are done by the Narayan, the Yugavatar, which is in the body of the Gauranga Mahaprabhu. The Gaura Narayan marries Vishnu Priya and Lakshmi Priya and he uses the process of Nama Sankirtan for delivering the living entities. However, Gauranga Mahaprabhu, who is actually Radha Bhava Kriti Savarita, he is the combined form of Radha Krishna, or Radha Krishna who has accepted the mood and complexion of Radhika, he actually only relishes the mood of Radhika. He only tries to understand the glories of Radhika and he tries to preach the Radha Marga Bhakti. So the greatest contribution of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, the primary reason he came to this world is that he wanted to test the mood of Radhika, and another primary reason is that he wanted to preach the Radha Marga Bhakti, the bhakti in the mood of the gopis to the entire world. However, as secondary consequence, as a secondary contribution to the world, he also alongside preached Nama Sankirtan. So Nama Sankirtan is the primary means for the jivas, the conditioned jivas, in order to rise to the platform of Radha Marga Bhakti. However, one should also associate with the Rasika Vaishnava as our Srila Gurudev. And as we see that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's biggest contribution to this world was Rupa Goswami. Priya Swarupe, Daita Swarupe, Prema Swarupe, Sahajaga Rupe, Pramurek Rupe, Tatav Rupe, so Vilas Rupe. That Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, the sentiment of his heart, one drop of the love, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is an ocean of love, and that one drop of that love appeared in the heart of Rupa Goswami, and Rupa Goswami distributed that love to the entire world through his books such as Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu, Ujjala Nilamani, and so on. So Srila Gurudev, as a representative of Srila Rupa Goswami, is the real mercy of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu for the entire world. And without the mercy of Srila Gurudev, we can never understand the contribution of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu or Nityananda Prabhu. So the Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's mercy, Srila Gurudev has told me to speak about Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's mercy. I feel that Srila Gurudev is the embodiment of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's mercy. It all goes among them.
So one question has come to Srila Gurudev from a person in the audience regarding the subject that Srila Gurudev is speaking this evening about the independent nature of bhakti. There is a doubt that he is expressing here, saying, then can we say that bhakti is dependent on shraddha or on dependent upon greed, lobha? So this is the question. Is bhakti dependent?
You should know what is shraddha. This is the beginning of bhakti, part of bhakti. So shraddha and bhakti is empty. Last stage. So bhakti begins from there. So no question of bhakti is independent of shraddha.
Another question. Is the Madhyam Adhikar, is the Madhyam Adhikar an Uttam Adhikari that comes down to the Madhyam level to give bhakti, or Is it that a Madhyam Adhikari only who has received bhakti and therefore can transmit it? So his question is the Madhyam Adhikari who can give bhakti, is he coming down from the Uttam platform, or is it an actual Madhyam Adhikari who is coming up, Kanishtha, then Madhyam, that he can give bhakti? He can transmit the bhakti.
This is same thing. A sadhak bhakta, first he will be Kanishtha Adhikari. And gradually by the mercy of Madhyam Adhikari Swami comes in Madhyam. Then he becomes Madhyam Adhikari, and then he just keep asking or like Narada Rishi and others, Bhakti Vinod Thakur, Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur Goswami, all were Uttam Adhikari Mahabhagava, but they have descended in Madhyam Adhikar, and then they have sprinkled their mercy to Satpalu of Jnani. So this is the same.
So you have described many times that there are different levels of Kanishtha, different levels of Madhyam, and also different levels of Uttam. So you have also described that in order to become Guru, the devotee should be at least in the Madhyam stage. So is this true, that only in the middle stage of Madhyam Adhikari that he now has the qualification to become Guru and to give?
So the middle Madhyam or Uttam Madhyam, mostly, I think it would be better, most qualified Madhyam Adhikari, when he is Uttam Madhyam Adhikari, that can be can think of his mercy. Can you speak something about the mercy of Mahaprabhu?
Has instructed me to speak about mercy and teachings of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Sri Gurudev himself has explained that in order to understand Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's teachings, we have to take shelter of Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur, otherwise it's not possible. Namo Bhakti Vinodaya Satchidananda Namine Gaura Shakti Sarupaya Rupanu Gavaraya. Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur, especially, he's explained the teachings and mercy of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in two ways. In one way, he's given his commentary on Sri Shikshastakam. Especially in his Bhajana Hasya, he's gone so deeply explaining the significance of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's eight prayers, how he is explaining the development from Shraddha, from chanting in the association of devotees, right up to praying. And he's explained the gradual development, not only of the different stages of the development of praying, but also he's explained the connection between the pairs of names in a Hare Krishna Mahamantra and these stages of praying. Also, in the different stages of Ashtakalya Leela. So this way, he's explained how a sadhak begins chanting Cheto Darpana Marshanam, Baba Mahanam, Davatni Varpana. Then, Nam Namakari Bhagadandi Jisarva Shaktis. In the first verse, Cheto Darpana Marshanam, he's giving an overview of the whole development. And then in the successive verses, then Nam Namakari Bhagadandi Nijasarva Shaktis, how devotee has faith in the chanting of the holy name, how he develops humility. And in the last chapter of Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu himself tastes this gradual progression from faith in chanting up to the mood of Srimati Radhika, Ashlishya Vapadara Kampanastuma, that I don't care whether Krishna gives me his darshan, or he may even enjoy with somebody else in front of me.